This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the show, live Sunday edition. You can take control of the airwaves. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, talking about some corruption within the military. And, you know, just some has been revealed. I'm sure there is a bunch more that has, you know, never been shown the light of day. But in this case, it is a commanding officer or a chief. In the Navy.
Naval chief.
He's a chief of the Navy SEALs.
Not an officer. He's an enlisted man. Yep.
But he's ranked higher than the lowly SEAL. Right.
So a sergeant is higher than a private,
he's
right?
The equivalent of that, right? For the
right. So there's about five different types of sergeants. There's E1 through 9, okay? E stands for enlisted, and there are 9 ranks that are a possibility.
It's like a pay scale.
How does 9 equal 5?
I'm going to tell you.
Okay. This is like crazy military stuff, so let's hear it.
I don't think it is. There are 3 types of privates.
Okay.
So E1 through 3.
Mm.
There's a corporal or a specialist.
Does the 1 through 3, are they higher? Is a 3 higher ranked than a 1, or are they all just like they do different things but on the same level?
No. Each one of these is higher than the other and can tell the other what to do.
Is 3 higher than 1?
Yes.
Okay, got it.
A 3 is a private first class. I can tell you the Army stuff a little better than I can the Navy. Sorry, Navy guys. I'm doing my best here, okay? I don't have anything sitting in front of me to tell me all this stuff. And then the warrant officer thing gets even crazier after that. And I couldn't even speak to that. So there's E1 through 3. There's E4, which is a specialist or a corporal. And then E5, 6, 7, 8, 9. I believe E9 is a honorary position, not really a real position. If that makes sense, but I could be wrong on that one. Maybe that's that special E10 or something. I'm not 100% sure.
Now, where's the sergeant?
Sergeants are everything from 5 to 9.
I thought the corporal was 5. The corporal's 4?
Corporal's 4.
Okay, got it.
So this guy
so
was
that's
a,
how there's 4.
A chief. Uh-huh. So he's anywhere from an E5 to an E9.
Got it.
And it sounds like he was in the military for a long time, and thus could be E6 or E7.
And so for those just tuning in, this guy in the Navy SEALs, this chief, was allegedly doing some pretty horrific things. Mark, can you recap briefly? He was allegedly shooting at children and civilians with a sniper rifle?
Well, I'm going to get this big thing here. Two other Navy petty officers, SEAL petty officers, told investigators Gallagher bragged about slaying 10 to 20 people a day on deployment. So that's a pretty bold claim. Now, obviously, he's not saying I killed innocents and civilians, but that's what the several of the Navy SEALs, a large handful of Navy SEAL commandos from Team 7's Alpha Platoon, said that they saw their highly decorated platoon chief commit shocking acts in Iraq. They spoke up immediately. Their commanding officer told them, hey, your careers could be on the line. They felt that this situation where he had been shooting, in one case, a little girl, shooting an old man, a young girl, and a violent spree that prosecutors contend might have claimed hundreds of lives, where he fired rockets and other explosive
things. I heard machine
guns
the first time he read through it.
Machine guns and rockets into a town.
Some people in the military will tell you that these guys are not uncommon, that there are people who just are bloodthirsty, bloodlusting individuals who know they can get away with murder, and that's why they join the military. I've heard from more than one person telling me that.
I believe that.
So this guy could just be typical. And which is why you asked the question, maybe he did something to these 7 troops to piss them off.
Yeah, I agree with Mark. I wouldn't say he's typical necessarily.
But how about not uncommon?
Not uncommon that someone would do the type of things that he did and not be, you know, persecuted, I guess, not prosecuted yet, but persecuted by his subordinates as much as this guy without doing something else to offend them. You know, and I wouldn't even care to speculate what that is.
Stabbing to stabbing to death a defenseless teenage captive,
picking
off a school-age girl, an old man from a sniper's roost, indiscriminately spraying neighborhoods with rockets and machine gun fire.
Now, just think about it. These guys were working with this guy for whatever period of time, long enough to come up with this laundry list of things that he had. They never stepped in to grab him and put him in handcuffs and say, whoa, you can't be stabbing that teenager to death. Hey, buddy, stop. As soon as he makes the first step, whoa, we didn't think you were serious about that. You know, whoa, hold him back.
As he's firing rockets into the neighborhood.
I mean, they just stood there and just let him do it.
That's just Gallagher. Let him go.
Well, I don't know what they were thinking at any given time. They don't have a particular response. These guys stepped up. And
eventually.
At this point, no other Navy SEAL in history has ever done what these guys did. They're still, to my mind, heroes for having stepped up and trying to hold some. What they're doing is they're putting a yardstick out there and saying our career is that of America's heroes, and we're not going to have this guy sullying our name. And I think that's a bold
they had
brave
it
thing
for a long time. Apparently, they had him sullying their name for however many weeks or years or whatever it is that he was.
By the sounds
being
of
a psycho.
It was acceptable. Yeah, their commanding officer said, you guys could lose your careers over this. Are you prepared to continue on with this?
I think bringing it to the light of day sullies their name, because otherwise we wouldn't have heard of it at all.
Sure.
They would still be in the public eye, heroes to the vast majority of the American.
I don't think that there's this. Honestly, I don't think this changes anything about most people's view, because this is a bad apple. If you've got seven Navy SEALs stepping up to testify against you, you're a bad apple. But I don't think the average American is going to have a particular problem with the SEALs over this. I think this is what they're doing what they had to do.
No, I don't think you're right. I don't think the average American is going to have a problem with them. They will look at them as, thank goodness they turned that guy in. After he murdered however many countless people that they witnessed him do it and did nothing to stop him. There were seven of them.
Yeah, but they aren't always in the same place at the same time.
Okay. Well, they can be in the same place at the same time, and they could have done something about it, but they didn't until later.
Well, how many would it take to subdue him, as he's, again, indiscriminately firing?
One bullet will take care of it.
Okay.
That's right. But then they got some splaining to do if they end up with a dead body on their hands.
Right, especially their, the guy who's in charge of them.
Do they not have handcuffs? Is there not, somebody they can...
You see what happens when they go to the boss, though. Mm-hmm. The boss says, hey, guys, you could lose your careers over this. I think that there's an endemic...
Well, maybe
problem
they could.
In Special Forces. Special Forces is an organization more than most in the military designed to kill.
Mm-hmm.
So when somebody goes in there and they kill and kill well, when killing is their business and business is fine.
Get a promotion.
As it were. A business is good depending on your genre of music. Then there's the expectation that people are just going to kill. Well, sorry, you shouldn't have messed with the SEALs. You should have just done whatever.
I'm going to go to the phones here. Was there one more point that you wanted to share?
No, I've got through what I wanted to say.
All right, let's go to Matthew in Louisiana watching on YouTube. Matthew, you're on Free Talk Live.
So y'all discussed two possibilities before you went to that interminable news break. Then there's the third possibility, and that is that your news source is misleading you. Who's your news source for this story?
WBUR. Right?
Okay, so it's the page, but it aggregates. So Navy Times, New York Times, WBUR, Navy Times, Fox News.
BUR is an NPR station in Boston.
I heard the only reason I know anything about this at all is I heard during my periodic treks on the listening to Sean Hannity's radio show.
Incredible
source. Hoping that he was talking about something I might be interested in 2 weeks ago, and he had on the senior chief's lawyer, who says that the entire story that's being put out is basically, a load of bovine scatology.
So they're going to have to have some evidence, right?
This guy came on national radio and called seven Navy SEALs liars. Is that what he did?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did.
Could be.
That's what we're dealing with here. When the Trump administration...
What he said was in that they were liars so much as what the news media is reporting isn't what they actually said.
Stand by, Matthew. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe it's what Richie suggested, and that is the seven guys were the ones that were doing the crimes, and maybe this one guy tried to stop them. Who knows? We're coming up here. Free Talk Live. What's the evidence?
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
Go to TheMorganReport.com and receive updates and insights you will not find anywhere else on the web. You will discover how to grow and protect your wealth under all market conditions. The free Morgan Report provides interviews, webinars, question and answer sessions, plus mind-blowing videos. As David Morgan says, let my passion create your wealth. TheMorganReport.com. TheMorganReport.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Thank you. What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, dial toll-free, join us here. The number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. You can join those over at discord.lrn.fm. And here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
All right, let's continue here. Our caller actually unfortunately dropped off the line there. We were talking about these... this conflict between seven Navy SEALs and their chief.
That's the best term to go with.
Saying that he is a psycho who is killing innocents, murdering them with knives,
hundreds,
sniper rifles, and now his lawyer saying, "Nuh-uh, wasn't
me." Sean Hannity.
Yeah, I didn't do it. At least that's what our last caller said. Unfortunately, he dropped off the line. But, of course, it does lead to the question of, well, what is the evidence? I mean, these seven guys saying something isn't necessarily evidence, right? It could be a conspiracy against the chief.
Yeah.
I don't know that you can, as the media, propose to get the evidence. The evidence is the testimony of seven Navy SEALs.
Unfortunately, yeah, that's it. It's testimony.
Who served, quote unquote, with this man for years and saw how he behaved. So to call seven Navy SEALs liars and one Navy SEAL an innocent man besmirched by the system
could be true.
It could be true.
Just because a bunch of women come out and say Bill Cosby raped me doesn't necessarily mean that it was true.
Well, in Bill Cosby's case, not this. I don't know what happened. I presume if enough people, that to me it's the preponderance of the evidence when more people come and more people come.
But how is it evidence if someone says a thing? That's not real evidence.
Yes, it is. That is evidence. It's testimony.
It's unfortunate evidence.
It may not be hard evidence like you want to see.
Well, right. Witness testimony is notoriously unreliable.
You know whether you went to Bill Cosby's house.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like they ended up at somebody else's house getting molested by somebody else. So, yes, that's true, but you're not talking about identification here. You're talking about the recollection of things happening. And when, I don't know how many, but several young women believe something happened, and they keep piling on. But in Bill Cosby's case, you're talking about a rich guy who has an estate that can be sued. When you're talking about the master chief of your platoon, they've got nothing. To get, like, there's no reason to.
Well, they want to put him away. Maybe they don't like him.
Well,
and they're putting their careers on the line, too.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they do like him. Maybe they're just saying that he's a psychopath.
We don't know.
We don't know. There's no way to know. But when you're using the Cosby analogy, I just want to remove the one thing is what appears to be gain. These gentlemen have nothing to gain. He's never
going to get a new commander. Get a new chief.
They already have a new commander.
Really?
They could refuse to testify at this time.
Hmm.
They could say, "Sorry, I bumped my head and I've forgotten everything." But they continue on. They've already got their new commander. If they want a new commander, they've already got it.
Mm-hmm.
They could have got this guy ousted. They could have done a variety of things to get away.
Hmm.
They chose not to do that. I presume they're putting their careers on the line. These guys are not going to move forward. They've now testified against somebody who's in charge of them. I keep saying commanding officer. It's just not accurate.
Chief.
Yeah, they're testified against their chief. They are not going higher. This guy was decorated and decorated and decorated while being in charge of these guys. They know that they are basically giving it all up by testifying. They not only don't have gain, there's loss in what they're doing.
Let's talk to Larry. He's in Louisiana. Larry, where are you, by the way, in Louisiana tonight? Larry, in Louisiana, listening on the radio somewhere. Hello, Larry. Going once. Larry going twice. Well, we're going to put Larry back on hold. Maybe there's a technical difficulty on his end. We will check back with him maybe after the board op, sees if he's actually still on the line.
So because they're losing, you generally believe their testimony? Like as you read the article and we discuss it?
Yeah, my general belief is that they are doing it. There's certainly a number, a percentage of people who end up in special force, and a percentage of people who end up in the military because they want to kill.
Sure.
All right? One would
presume, percentage, though?
I don't know, but I've met them.
I've heard it's fairly high.
I don't know. I wouldn't propose to know.
Yeah.
Everybody I say in the military that has been in the military basically says that it's more or less people who didn't have anything to do after high school.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So
my close friend joined, I think it was Air Force, basically because he needed to get out of his little podunk hometown and was tired of managing Taco Bell.
Right. So there's a percentage, and I would presume that percentage is relatively low. I would hope it is in the low single digits of people who go into the military to kill. Of those people that go in to kill, I would think if they are sufficiently motivated, that motivation would get them through the Special Operations School, which is difficult and large part made for people who have to kill. So, you know, if you're passionate about your job, you're gonna do better. And so I would think that, yeah, there are some people that are in special forces that are there to kill. I think there are also some people that have seen enough of it and only want to see the people killed that deserve killing.
Well, and then who makes that determination?
The politicians.
Each person for themselves.
No, the politicians do. With the military.
Politicians don't stand there.
And then they tell them what to do, and the military people do it. Otherwise, they go to the brig. Now, they do make the determination of whether or not to follow the orders. So they do have the choice to not follow what they consider to be bad orders, but then the whole military is going to turn against them, and they're going to be on the outs.
Politicians send the troops into places they shouldn't be,
mm-hmm.
and then politicians give orders, like these broad arching orders, you know, as far as operations go, and when they're supposed to shoot and when they're not, but that's where they stop. The troops themselves determine whether or not to shoot, you know,
The little girl, the old man,
and things like that. In some cases, I can see it. In some cases, the little girl and the old man needs a shooting. But, you know, you probably shouldn't have been there in the first place. If you're in somebody else's land shooting them, you're probably the invader, not the defender.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the Department of Defense we're talking about.
Well, that's what I'm telling you. These soldiers will go over into other people's lands, and they will kill people who they don't know. On the say-so of politicians, the politicians tell their commanding officers, and the commanding officers tell them. It's very rare that a soldier will deny those orders. It's very rare that a soldier will say, you know what, it's against my beliefs of the Constitution to go outside of the United States in any way, shape, or form, so therefore everything that you've ordered me to do is unconstitutional. I will be refusing to follow those orders. Almost never do you hear about those
soldiers. I don't disagree with the statement you're making. So I agree with the statement you're making. However, do you understand that there's a spectrum between people who are willing to follow the orders that they've been given to go to foreign mm-hmm. countries to prosecute a war that they've been told by the media and told by the politicians,
told by everybody,
is a good idea.
They believe it as well.
And then somebody who just hangs out of a helicopter with a 50 cal spraying a neighborhood. Like, there's a difference between
those
people.
Not that much of a difference, but there is a difference. I'll give you that there is a difference, but there's not that much of a difference.
Well,
you're still killing innocent people.
This psychopath shocked Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
And that's probably
allegedly
tough to do.
Right. So,
well, no, the Navy SEALs say they were shocked.
That's what they say.
So,
but they weren't that shocked for a long time, and then they finally did something about it.
A court will never determine whether or not somebody's shocked or not, okay? So the Navy SEALs get to say whether they were shocked or not.
The toll-free number here, 855-453. How many innocent people had to be bloodily murdered by this psychopath before they finally decided they were shocked enough to say something about it? 855-453. I'm not calling these people heroes, not for a moment, Mark. 855-450-3733. You can bring up anything that you want here. This is Free Talk Live and the Live Sunday edition.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Trump administration officials are responding to criticism that the president didn't bring up the problem of Russian election meddling interference when he spoke by phone with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is keeping Moscow in line.
This administration has been tougher on Russia than any of its predecessor administrations. I could go through the list, but there's not time in the show to talk about all the things we've done. Our largest defense buildup, our new, I mean, the list is long.
He spoke on Fox News Sunday. The president says he still sees tremendous potential for a good, even great relationship with Russia.
Investigators say 41 of the 78 people on board a Russian Aeroflot passenger plane were killed after it caught fire while making an emergency landing at a Moscow airport. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves by dialing toll-free. The Live Sunday edition continues here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord on-air call-in line rooms. They're open and available to you over at discord.lrn.fm. As we continue here with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richard Rich.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones to the fun. Sarah is in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yes, I heard there's a Communist Party meeting once a month here in Albuquerque. Supposed to tune in. So
who buys the donuts?
What?
Who buys the donuts?
Everyone.
I have never went there before, so I have no idea what they have.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Are you going to go? Because I would love a report.
I would like to go, but it might be in the evening. So, you know, if I have to be on the bus after dark, you know, after 5 o'clock, forget it. You know, that's my
problem. Why? What's wrong with the bus after dark?
It's dangerous. Smokers
well, this is
everywhere.
Albuquerque. This is Albuquerque, man. You know, I mean,
get a gun.
What's happened to you? Wait. What is? Has something happened to you on the bus?
Side of town.
No, I mean, if you run around after dark, it's all kinds of stuff happens, you know? All the, it's real dangerous after dark.
Okay, but what has happened to you? Has there been one specific thing that has occurred to you that has made it so you don't want to go out after dark on a bus?
What has happened to me?
Yeah.
Happened to me? The thing is that The men, they think that you're wandering around trying to look for sex because you're horny or...
You're getting propositioned. Wait. You're getting propositioned? Men are asking you to have sex with them?
They harass you. They harass you. They could just rape you at the bus stop. Or
well, now, wait a minute. You. That's pretty unlikely, isn't it? A bus stop rape? I mean, that's like right by the side of the road.
I'm going to take Sarah's side for a little bit, just for a minute, because I think... this is a weird thing to say, but I think this is where your patriarchy is showing.
Mine?
Yeah, in general, right? Like me, you, Mark, most men, we can walk down the street without fear of anything bad happening to us. And I think if you were to poll men versus women, more women will say that, yes, they walk down the street with fear of something bad, and it's just a thing. So Sarah has a thing where she fears being out late at night, and I want to say that is a feminine trait.
Is it rational?
I don't think it's rational.
I don't know that rationality comes into it. Humans aren't very good at statistical likelihoods. But I will say this. Sarah, what do you think about the saying that God made man, and Sam Colt made him equal? God made man, Sam Colt, the first guy who made a handgun, basically, automatic wheel gun, made them equal. What they're saying is that a 11-year-old girl can protect themselves against Mike Tyson if they have a handgun.
Just cover your ears.
I do not want to be bothered with it. A lot of people have suggested that, you know, they told me that I need to get a gun, especially out here in Albuquerque. But I choose not to do it. I just carry a pepper spray. But you know what?
Something.
You guys live in New Hampshire, okay? So and they have different laws. You just can't be at the bus stop and grab woman's butt and talk filthy. Well, they do that.
Has that happened
time
to you?
I don't think you can do that here either.
Wait. Has that happened to you? Have you had your buttocks touched or grabbed by somebody, a strange person at the bus stop?
Well, I've always had a lot of alcoholics talk filthy. They talk nasty and talk about sex and during daytime, morning, everything.
The bus is not known for having the highest quality of person who rides the bus.
Maybe somebody from the...
If you were to experience that, right, would you be in fear at that moment?
No, I'd find it amusing.
Right. And I think that, again, poor choice of words on my part, that is a male response to that situation.
Well, whether you're going
to show up to the Communist Party meeting early when it's still light,
and ask for a ride.
And then demand the ride that you are owed by the rest of them on the way back.
Because it's not their property.
Right. The car's
just
there.
Better yet, just take the car.
Well, yeah. The thing about it, what's exciting is that, you know, they always have these the party meetings at churches. It's like a hideout. The church people are known, like the Unitarian Church, like Unitarian. I pointed out, they're doing all these political things. It's a cover. Because the churches never really are not known for doing revolutionary things.
I thought communists were against the church as well. No,
they like the Unitarians.
Okay.
No, but I think that's why you ask, how come there's a bunch of atheists that are left-wing political activists that are at a church? Well, you know, that explains the reason. Yeah, Mark, I mean, you mentioned that, like a bunch of atheists and their left-wing, like, gun control activists.
Maybe on a prior show.
You've talked about the Unitarians previously, Mark.
Yeah, the Unitarians are a bunch of leftists, there's no doubt. I've been there. And
aren't there some atheists?
Oh, plenty of them
at
a Unitarian
church. That's what she's referring to.
Yeah, I agree with it's the cover.
For the communists?
Yeah, but that's exactly what I'm saying. Even in Russia, when they were planning for revolution, they were having all of the meetings at the church, before the Bolshevik revolutions. Because they would never, ever suspect that they would be having planning revolutions and organizing the meetings there. Because the old ladies would sit there and pray, and they would just, we'll just pray to God, I'm starving, and I'm freezing, and I'm dying of sickness, but it's okay. It's God's will, and we just pray to the Lord, and that's how they were. And that's the reason why communists are atheists. They ban all religions, and that's what they would do. Just sit around and pray to God. It's like, oh, it's God's will that we're starving to death. But don't rebel. And that's why they have those meetings at the churches. And they were doing that, and so they're doing this.
I will agree that many, in fact, most major religions as they exist today were codified by those in power in order to prevent those out of power from revolting. I'm with you on that.
Do you even go
outside?
That doesn't
make the communists right. It just means that I agree with that point.
Do you even go outside of your apartment or your house at nighttime for like a walk? Does that ever happen?
No, you know, the men, they feel that, you know, most women that are, I hate to say it, but most people, women that are in heat or they're horny, well, you see them walking around at summertime, all walking around all night long.
That's exactly what I do when I get home. I just go outside and take a walk. And
hold on. Are you talking about prostitutes, or are you just talking about average
women in heat, she
women
said.
Walking around?
Yes, women that are in heat, they do this unconsciously. During the summertime, they get in heat. They don't know why they do it, but they walk around all night long. Because they're in heat.
This is news to me. I didn't know that. I'm going to have to start walking around at night to see if I can find some of these women. Thanks for the call, Sarah.
That's exactly the reason why I get targeted. See what I'm talking about? If I walk around
at night, or you're in heat. The men think you're in heat because you're out walking around at night.
That's why.
I got to say, I learned something new here tonight.
You didn't learn anything. Sorry.
That's some deep-seated biological responses, if that's true in any form or fashion.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I definitely appreciate it. Stephen is in Indiana, listening online. Go ahead, Stephen.
Hey, thank you very much. I have two comments. I did 25 years in the Navy. I was a GMM. I was connected to the SEAL teams a lot of times.
What is that?
You did 25 years?
What was the rank?
25 years, yes. Yes, sir.
How old are you?
And,
How old are you?
I'm 65.
Stand by, Stephen. We're going to give you a chance here to tell the story. Sounds a little younger than that, but you know, you never know what people
that happens.
How old they are. So Stephen's going to tell us about his time in the military and probably tie it into the psychopath chief in the Navy SEALs we were talking about earlier. We're going to continue with that call here, and your calls and thoughts are also welcome. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. We also have the Discord call-in line rooms where you can join us. Take control of the airwaves, bring up whatever's on your mind. On the way, the story that we never really got to, since we're talking about the military tonight, last night we did nothing more than really scratch the surface of the U.S. Army looking to recruit gamers into the military. You can share your thoughts with us as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free. Bring up whatever you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Coming up, U.S. Army recruiting video gamers. That's not new, but it's a new approach by forming an esports team. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Richie Rich.
And Mark.
We also had the story earlier about the psychopath or alleged psychopath Navy SEAL chief who has been alleged by seven of his underlings that he has been killing innocents, stabbing a teenager to death, shooting at peaceful, innocent people in these faraway lands, and they're trying to get him in trouble for it, and that's one of the things we've discussed here tonight. I think we've got Stephen on the line in Indiana who's got a comment. We're going to get right back into his call here, and also want to make sure that you know about Edge Wallet. Edge Wallet is the wallet that I use more than any other cryptocurrency wallet. I used it tonight to pay for my dinner. As a matter of fact, we were Richie, you and I were out at a local burger here in Keene, and I paid with Dash through my Edge Wallet. You can use Edge to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies. They've got it for iOS and Android. You can go to the iOS or Android Play Store or App Store, and, of course, go to Edge's website, edge.app. Secure your freedom. You can store Bitcoin, Ethereum, Ethereum tokens, Bitcoin Cash, Monero, Dash, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Go to edge.app and get your Edge wallet. As we go back to Stephen in Indiana. Stephen, you said you spent 25 years in the military. Go ahead with your comments. What branch was
it? Okay. U.S. Navy.
All right.
Okay. Well, I just have two comments. I was a GMM, and I dealt with many SEAL teams, and they are elite, and they have their own, you know, petty officer clubs, and I had to deal with their ammunition, and every time they came back from their training or in the bush somewhere, they'd always say, oh, man, I forgot to give the rounds expenditure. So it got so bad that I went to captain's mess and I did 3 months because of their actions.
You went where? I'm sorry. Can you back up your phone a little bit? It's distorting a little bit there. What did you say?
I had to do messages for all the ammunition that they used on their training or whatever, and they'd always come back and say, oh, man, I forgot.
So you didn't know how many rounds they were expending during the
training? Right, and then it got so bad that I had to go to captain's mess, and I was in the brig for 3 months. But
I still couldn't make out what he said there. He had to do a what, and then he went to the brig?
Accounting mess.
I have to make out a message to send to where all the ammunition is documented.
Okay.
You were covering for their bad information.
Right. Yeah, all the rounds that they use. Crane, Indiana, I have to send a message to, but I can never do that because they never gave me the information. So I went to the brig for 3 months, got out.
What was the reason? What was the reason for sending you to the brig? I'm not following how their lack of
because they weren't giving me the ammunition, and they were thinking, hey, I'm not doing my job. So
you're being held responsible for their
right.
lack of.
Oh yes, okay. Yes, yeah. That's, you know, they want every account of every bullet, and then secondly, I would think I'm not a doctor or nothing, so I don't know if he's a lunatic, but they have to look at how many tours he's done, you know, in Afghanistan or Iraq. You know, I mean, after a while, I think enough is enough. I think he needs mental health and put in a brig.
Yeah, thank you for the call tonight, Stephen. Appreciate it. Terrible phone. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
But more or less what the situation was is this guy's in charge of handing out ammunition. He hands out ammunition to SEAL teams. SEAL teams shoot a lot of ammunition. They also don't take it very seriously because they go through a lot of it. It's not valuable mm-hmm. to them. They did a poor job of accounting for their ammunition.
How many rounds did you fire during your training exercise?
Right. How are they going to know? They're firing fully automatic weapons. You know? It's like, yeah, they just don't know. And this guy has to take the fall because, well, they're not taking good accounting methods. It's not their job. They're not accountants. They're you know, the United States' most elite killing force.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're not taking into account the accounting. They just throw the accountant in jail, more or less.
The U.S. Army, according to CBS News, is looking beyond recruiting ads as it's trying to pitch itself to a new audience of gamers. CBS News's Tony Ducupil went to a sold-out gaming convention in San Antonio, where Major General Frank Muth, head of the Army's recruiting command, said he's looking for the next generation of American soldiers. The reporter asked, is there something about what it takes to be a gamer today and what you're looking for Army jobs that overlaps? Muth says, yes, it's the decision-making. It's the ability to take in a lot of information quickly and the ability to make decisions. It's about teamwork, he says.
Do I want the regular Doritos or the spicy nacho Doritos?
Jolt Cola or Mountain Dew?
So are they creating their own team?
Esports team.
Esports team.
That's
so they're
right.
They're going to hire people to be in the military to go around on their team.
Well, no. They've already got people in the military who want to play video games as part of their deployment.
Imagine they do.
According to the story here, more than 7,000 active duty soldiers are now competing for 30 full-time positions, playing games like Call of Duty, Fortnite, and League of Legends, and hoping to compete in esports tournaments across the country.
I wish I was born a millennial.
Last year, when we didn't make mission, we went down to the recruiters and say, okay, what can we do different, Muth recalled, and they said, sir, first, we got to get off the phones. Nobody picks it up anymore. That's probably true.
Spam calls.
That's probably true. Well, it's also a thing with, like, millennials and, I guess, Gen Z probably as well, that they don't like talking on the phone. They just don't.
Yeah. I converted to that. Like, there was a period of time when I went, why would I spend all day texting you when I can wrap it up in a two-minute phone call,
mm-hmm.
and now I won't answer my phone.
Really?
Yep.
So what changed for you?
I don't know. I came around to the texting phenomenon. At some point.
Even though it's slower.
Even though it's slower. Like, I don't care to pick up the phone.
Phone calls are part of my job.
Me too.
But I've come to the notion that at this point, I basically have to set appointments to talk to people on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So they know it's me coming in and that kind of thing. As opposed to just picking up the phone and ringing somebody, it just doesn't work that well anymore.
That got Muth thinking, game on. When he came up with is like an old school fashioned or an old fashioned television ad tucked into the natural flow of the gaming environment. Muth said, quote, you know, the guys talk all the time while they're playing the games, he said. Sergeant First Class Chris Jones, leading the new esports recruiting effort, he said a lot of what he does is explain that the Army isn't all boots and bullets. He said to the reporter as the two played games, quote, you could not be not only in the infantry, but you could be in cyber. We have microbiologists. We have all these different career fields that, you know, that's why we're here, to tell you about it. Now, of course, as we've heard from many a caller over the years, the Army recruiters will lie to you about the things that you could do. I mean, it may be true that you could do the things that they're talking about, but there's no guarantee that you will.
Choice
do those
one,
things.
Esports player.
Yeah.
Choice two, infantry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, so what will happen? I said this yesterday, and I'm going to say it again because I think this is important. Is that if you go into a recruiter's office saying, "All right, I'm here to sign up. What? Where are you going to put me?" Then, well, they'll say, "All right, son. Well, what would you like to do? I'd like to do watercolor painting. I'd like to play the French horn, or you know, the last possibility. I suppose you could make me sleep in a hole, wet hole, with everybody else in the infantry." Well, there's not a lot of jobs in the military for esports, watercolors, and French horn players, but there's a lot of them for people to sleep in wet holes in the infantry.
More meat for the grinder.
Yeah. What you said yesterday, though, was that you could somehow negotiate this.
You can.
Is that really true, or is that just what you believe? Because I just don't buy it.
I've spoken to somebody who did.
Really?
And what he did was say, "I want this job." He wanted to he cares about weather.
Mm-hmm.
He wanted to be a meteorologist.
Yeah.
He said, "I will be a meteorologist." Well, we don't have any openings for meteorologists. I'm not signing up for anything else. Well, we don't have any openings for meteorologists. How about you just sign up for meteorologists? If we get an opening, I'll pop you in. No. I will wait until you have a meteorologist opening. And he did. And he just waited and waited and then waited several months, and then he got the opening and off he went.
Really?
Well, even if there's an opening, though, wouldn't he be competing with other people who wanted to fill that position?
Good question.
Not if he was the only, if that was his only position that he's willing to take. If you sign a piece of paper.
You're saying they can write it on the contract that they will
they
only
accept
the
They can write anything
the
on the contract.
Hmm.
It's a contract.
Yeah. Well,
it doesn't you don't have
yeah,
to sign
with the military.
One that
they can break the contract anytime they want. I don't trust those people, and you shouldn't either. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
I spoke to him. He went and became a meteorologist.
It's amazing. Amazing story. It's not very common. 855-450-3733, but I guess if they're that desperate for you.
But he says it's not common.
Well, is there anybody else that has that story? Would love to hear about it. You can bring up whatever you want here. Was this Renee's old friend?
Yes.
Okay. We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for Mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows. Mm-hmm. Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com, your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.